we're just in such for a treat this morning. And I'm going to ask Brother Mark to come forward and just talk a little bit about this family and the ministries that are going on. And we know we have a special from these precious ladies, and just looking forward to it. Good to have you with us, Mark.
Well, good morning. It's good to be back with you again. And we want to thank Lynn and Kim for keeping us up over the weekend at their house, the Taylors. They're always a blessing to us when we come. And it's always a blessing when we come here. And there's tremendous ministry, which some of you know about, some of you may not know about. How many of you have heard me have before preach? So some of you haven't. So you'll learn something new today about what's going on in Romania. But it's a tremendous ministry that's going on. He is a pastor of not one church, not two churches, not three churches, not four churches, not five churches, but six churches in the Satu Mare area, in that area. So he's a very busy man. Plus, they have the House of Hope, and they have 25 kids in that house. And so one of the reasons that we bring them every year to raise money is because gasoline in Romania, he pays about $8 a gallon for gas. And as many churches as he has, you can imagine how much he puts into gas as he goes from church to church and the places that he goes, along with the expense of running the House of Hope. They have 25 kids, and they've figured about $7 a child per day to feed them. So do the math on that. 25 times 31 times 7 is, I think that's right math. Anyway, about $5,500 just to feed the kids. And that doesn't include the expense of running the, there's two houses. How many kids you got in each house? 12 and 13 and one. So there's two houses that are run, plus just running the whole ministry. So it takes a lot. And right now, so you'll know how to pray for the ministry, we want to let you know where the ministry's at, because at one time we had met the need, but over the years people will send, we have a program where people can give monthly, and it's dropped down. Some people can't continue, so they send a message. So right now we're in a need of about $850 a month to meet the budget. And God always supplies, but what we try to do is get to monthly giving to where we don't have to worry about paying the bills, because it's not a good testimony for the House of Hope or for the church if they can't pay the bills in Satu Mare. So we're trying to raise that back up. So that's our goal for the time that they're here, is to raise that in a monthly giving. So you can pray that God will help us meet that need. And a new thing that's happening, because there's always needs that come up. When the kids reach 18, which they have two right now, Anna, which you'll hear from a testimony in just a minute, she's 19, and she is the first student out of all the state orphanage that has started to college. So she's the first out of all the kids in that area that have started college. And so that's an expense to put, but she plays basketball, semi-pro, plays on a semi-pro team in Romania, but she's going to school to be a physical education teacher, or she's going to do a dual thing. And if she doesn't get the teaching job, then she can fall back on accounting. So she's going to do that. So she's the first, and that's a huge testimony, because normally with the state orphanage kids, when they reach 18, they put them in the streets. That comes about the next project of what the House of Hope wants to do, because they are their family. It's not just kids. They become family, and so they don't want to. It'd be like you taking your child at the age of 18 and say, here's your clothes, get out, go make your own way. And so that's what the state orphanage does. This is not what the House of Hope wants to do. So they've started building duplex houses that the kids will be able to move into. And so that's an ongoing project, and God is blessing it. They've got the roof on the first one. But there's still about $20,000 away from finishing that house. But they've got two kids that need to go out pretty much immediately, and then two more next year that will need to be moved in. So they're going to make one duplex for the girls and one for the boys until they get other ones built. And so that's sort of what's going on with the ministry. But without saying a whole lot more about that, I'm going to ask Donna and the girls to come up. They've brought five beautiful girls with them. And so I'll let Donna introduce them to you, and you'll hear from some of them.
Good morning. Thank you so much for letting us to be part from your fellowship in this morning. It is so good to see you again and recognize a lot of faces from last year. I would like just to share a little bit about what's going on in House of Hope. But before I will introduce you the girls, this is Veronica, and she's 8 years old. Simina, 7 years old. And Valentina, she's 5 years old. Nicola, she's 13. And of course, Anna, she's 19 years old. With God's help, was a huge blessing for us to finish a year in school in June. In June, we finished the year, and was a huge blessing for us and a huge testimony, good testimony, to see how our kids in House of Hope, they finished their school. Some of them finished number one in their classes. Even Veronica, she's here, she finished number one in her class. She finished first grade. And other kids, we have Alexandra, like an example, she finished third class, and we have other kids that they finished very well in school. And this is just because of God's work in their life. Because when they arrived in House of Hope, most of these kids were on pills. Most of them were on pills because they couldn't manage with their anger, with their traumas that they had before in their lives. So in orphanages, they keep them on pills just to keep them quiet. So when they arrive in House of Hope, we decide with God's help and just love them and pray and read the Bible every day with them just to help them to go out on pills. Now we have just three kids on pills from 25. So this is a huge miracle in their lives, and this is a huge miracle in their school, to show that they are able to, you know, memorize and do all this stuff. That was one step that we work with them in House of Hope. When they arrive in House of Hope, we start to read the Bible together, to pray together, and memorize together the Bible. So when they went to school, it was easier for them, you know, to put all the stuff from school in their mind. So that's a huge blessing for us. And when they, all of them get their prizes in the front of, you know, the class, they were so happy, and they point to God all the time. That's God. That's my God that they did that, that did that in their life. Also, beside that, we have also struggle in House of Hope. And I know that some of you know what that means. We have some kids that they are still on pills. And please pray for wisdom from God for us, and that God show us a way how we are able to help those kids, because they have a lot of, still have a lot of anger inside of them because of the trauma that they have before they arrive in House of Hope. They are already for a few years in House of Hope, but the doctor changed already just this year 3 or 4 times the treatment, and doesn't work. They are just okay for 1 or 2 days, and after then they start the nightmare again and all this stuff. And with God's help, we try to take those kids and go in another city, in Cluj. It's a bigger city, and they have a lot of university, medical university, to try to find some help for them, because it's hard to manage with what they show up, you know, show to other people. And even in school, it's hard with them to manage. So we have struggled in House of Hope also, and we need your prayers and your help. And also, with God's help, as Mark told you, that we started a new project for kids like Anna. we really have to do something for them, because when they are 18, they took the guardian from us, you know, so they are by themselves. They said, you have to put them on the street. If we will put them on the street with no finished school, with no one job in their hands, you know, it's impossible for them to live on the street without doing bad stuff. So our desire is to try to help them and keep them in a Christian environment, you know, and help them in one day to have to finish a school, to have their own job, and to be able to have a Christian family. This is our desire. And I just give you this testimony because I want you to feel that you are part from our ministry, because you are. Some of you are sponsored for these kids. And I just want to tell you that without your help, we cannot do this ministry. We are just the hands around them and, you know, the heart that show them love. But without people like you to help us and support us, we cannot do this. And I know and I'm sure that in one day when we will see the full results in heaven of what means House of Hope and these kids, you will have part in heaven from that reward. So thank you so much for everything you have done for us. And I would like to let Anna now to share with you a testimony. And if you will feel in the end that you want to be partner with us in this ministry, please feel free and talk with us in the end. Anna, she will try. She's very nervous. She will try to speak in English for you. And she will have her testimony. And after that, Nicola, she will sing a song for you.
Hi. My name is Anna, and I'm 19 years old, and I want to share with you how God has worked in my life and how He changed it. When I was just 2 years old, my biological parents got divorced, and I stayed with my father. He got remarried to a younger woman than him with 10 years. She was really mean with me, and she never considered her child just a servant. I used to take care of all of the duties around the house instead of her. She beat me when I didn't do all the things she wanted me to do and the way she demanded them to be done. My biological father was as cruel as her, and he used to beat me so bad. When I was just 12 years old, I come back from school in one day and I found all of my things in front of the door, and before I took them, I asked why. And the answer what they gave me was, you are never part of this family and never will be. All I could do was just ask why life is so cruel and unfair with me. But I received no answer. I being kicked out from my own home and no idea where to go or live. I ended up living with my grandmother. She took really good care of me, and she showed me love, kindness, like no one did before. But after 1 year, my grandmother dies, and I continued to stay in her apartment for 6 months without water, without food, without everything. But when my school found out that I'm living alone, they called child protection. They took me and put me in transit center. I was really afraid about that place. But in that place, I spent 6 months. And that 6 months for me was horrible 6 months. In that time, I was really angry to God, He allowing so many bad things to happen to me. I wanted just to have a family and to be happy. You know, but God didn't forget about me. And in that place, He sent 2 wonderful people who become my parents. And that's the way how I be part from House of Hope. House of Hope now is my family, and I'm so happy to be part of this family. They taught me what truly love means and what a blessing is to have a parents and to have a family. I know they love me for what I am, and I'm so happy for that. Thank you.
And now I will let Nicola to sing a song for you. Nicola, she's 13 years old, And her testimony, it's huge. When she was born, her biological mom left her in hospital and she never tried to find Nicola again. After a few months, she was adopted by a couple and took her home. And for a few years, she was part from that family. But that man died, and Nicola was with her adopted mom. And that lady go through many problems, and she decided that Nicola, she's not apart from her family anymore. And she decided to give up Nicola twice, second time. So Nicola was took and put in the front of child protection, and the lady said, I don't want her anymore. So do what you want with her, because I don't care anymore. So Nicola was two time gave up on her. People gave up on her two time. So we found Nicola when she was 8 years old, and we took Nicola in House of Hope. We found from that point that she has a beautiful voice and she likes so much to sing. So from last year, she started to take voice lessons because that's her dream, to sing. She liked to sing for God so much. And this song, You Raise Me Up, that she tried to sing for you in this morning, she said that it's something that show what's going on, what was in her life, and how God take care of her. So thank you so much for everything, and be blessed.
Troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on my
What a testimony. I'm going to read the scripture that Mihai is going to preach from this morning before he comes. It's in Genesis chapter 5, if you have your Bible and you want to turn there. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 18. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet in honor of the reading of God's Word. Genesis chapter 5, verse 18. Jared lived 162 years and became the father of Enoch. Then Jared lived 800 years after he became the father of Enoch, and he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years. And he died. Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah. Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah. And he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. And you want to stop 24 or 25? 24. Amen. You may be seated.
Greetings from your brother and sister in Christ from Satu Mare, especially from Bethel Baptist Church from Satu Mare, Romania. I think nowadays close to finish the second service from this Sunday. And be sure they pray for us, and special for this church. Brother Bruce, thank you so much. You accept us to be with you. It's so good to see you again. Debbie, we miss to see you in Romania, but I talk with Brother Peter the next year. I hope to have all the Sunday with us in our church. We thank God for this privilege to be again in your country. We thank God for Mark, for Taylor family. Thank you, Brother Bruce. You accept us. You accept me to preach again in your church. It's honor for me. I pray God and special Holy Spirit to use me to be a blessing for this church. And I like to say thank you for your support. Your family, it's one from our sponsor from this church. And be sure all the sponsors, what we have, we don't possible do so many things for you, but what we possible to do to pray for you. And you're in our daily prayer. I'm in church and God know what I say. We pray every day for our sponsors. And we put you in the God's hands because He possible to bless you in this life and give you exactly how Dana says, the blessing in eternal life. Before I start to preach, Brother Bruce, I have the present for you from Romania, and this is special from Satu Mare. It's a picture with great place from Satu Mare.
Okay. Thank you, Brother.
Brother Bruce, God bless you. With Holy Spirit help, I like to talk about the man which God took him in heaven. Because this is our desire. In one day, when our life finishes in this earth, to be with Jesus, to be with God. And good example for us, we have many examples in the Bible, but good example for us in this morning, it's Enoch. He was the man which God took him in heaven. And when we study his life, we understand three important characteristics. And this characteristic is so important for every person. We live in this life by their desire will be to be with Jesus in one day. The first characteristic we see in verse 22. The God bless his family with one child. Enoch have had in this time 65 years old. And the Bible says after first child born in his family, he decided to living with God. The first characteristic for the person like to be with God in one day is to have the beginning in living with God in this life. Enoch had this beginning when he had 65 years old. This is the shock for many people from my country. Because sometimes we go to the streets and talk with them and ask them, okay, you die now, where you go? And many from them says, I don't know. But some from them says, we go to God. And we ask them, why you think that God accept you in his kingdom? And they says, because you are Christian. How? You are Christian. What's happened? Why you think you are Christian? And they says, some from them says, you are Christian because you are part from the Christian family. Our parents, they are serious Christian. They read the Bible every day. They pray every day. They fasting every week. They go to the church every week. They are serious Christian. And because you are part from this family, you are Christian. Some from them says, you are Christian because you are a member in the church. And many, believe me, many from them says, we go this and visit this church, especially in 2 days per year, Christmas time and Easter time. And for them, that's mean to be Christian. But what we understand in this example, in Enoch's life, 65 years, God don't was part from his life. He don't birth with God in his life. For beginning, that's mean to meet God and to accept to be the personal decision to accept him to be the personal God. Or what we say today, we meet Jesus and accept him to be the Savior and the Lord in personal life. This is the problem in my country. Because that means the people need to meet Jesus and change all the philosophy what they have. Many people come, especially when we have a revival in our church, and not only in our church, but I talk what's happened in our church. And when they go back, they have the tears in their eyes. And some from them says, never, I don't feel God to be so close to my heart, how I feel in this evening here. And I ask them, okay, praise the Lord, why you don't go with him in your home? And it's shock for them, how is possible to take God with me in my home? Simple. Invite him to be God in your life. And he go with you every day, every hour, every minute. He will be with you 24 hours every day. But many from them says, I'm sorry, but I don't believe it's possible this. Enoch says, after he had 65 years, he decided to have to living with God, to have this beginning living with God. You know, this beginning is possible to be in two contexts. One, it's the blessing type. For Enoch was in the blessing time. God gave him the first child. I remember we have now 28 kids, but three biological. The first kids for us was twins. I was almost 24 years old when God gave us these kids. We live in Oradea, and we was in Oradea. Now we live in living in Satu Mare. In this time when God gave us these kids, we was in Oradea. And after one sister from Emmanuel Baptist Church, she worked in the hospital when Dana was. She called me and says, if you want to see your kids, you will be welcome. Believe me, in the second I go to see them. And when she put me the both girls in my hands, I start to cry. And I start to tremble. And she takes back, says, it's danger to stay because it's possible it happened with them. And she asked me, why you are so nervous? And I tell her, because I am father. It's a special feeling. In this moment, I feel I am the most blessed person from all the world. And this is what I think feel Enoch. When he received the first son from God, he looked for this child and he looked from God and says, you give me this blessing from today, you will be my God, my Lord. This is the blessing time. I baptized in Satu Mare in 21 years when I am pastor, more 150 persons. But believe me, 95% from them decide to have beginning in living with God, not in blessing time. They decide to living with God in trials time. Because what we see in our country, and especially in our churches, Christian churches, the blessing don't help people to come to God, to Jesus. For many people, the blessings, it's obstacle between them and God, between them and Jesus. In the trials time, the people have the time for God, for church, for Bible, for fasting, for prayer. Now, we have many, many opportunities, many blessings. And because the blessing need time, the people take the time in the daily relationship with God and give them. And now the people don't have enough time for Bible or for church or for fellowship. And many people that decide to have the beginning in living with God, they take the decision in the trials time. Will be great to be in the blessing time to take this decision. But don't matter. I talk with many from them. For you, the trials time is a huge blessing. Because in the blessing time, you don't have the time to God. But now, your heart open for Jesus. It's so important to have this first characteristic in personal life, we like to be with Jesus in one day. To have the beginning in living with God. I know most from us, we have this day. Praise the Lord. I remember, I don't know, I shared with you about this. I read a few years ago about Charles Spurgeon. He was in London, in the train station. And one young pastor look him and go and say, oh, Brother Charles, God bless you, how are you? And says, okay, I go in and tell him when he go. And he Charles Spurgeon ask him, how are you? And the young pastor, very, very happy, says, I am good, today is my birthday. And I go home because the family prepared the special dinner for me because it's my birthday. And the young pastor asked Charles Spurgeon, where is your birthday? And Spurgeon asked him, each one. Which one? Which one? And the young pastor says, I think only person have only one birthday. Charles Spurgeon says, I have two. The first was chronologic. the day when my mother gave me the biological life. The second was when Jesus Christ came in my life and changed my life, give me eternal life. That's mean to have beginning living with God. How I don't forget never when my mother born me, give me the biological life. When I meet Jesus, I don't forget never this day. I meet Jesus in the hospital from Brasov, in the surgery time. Maybe in the other time I share with you this testimony. I was part from thousand and thousand service and hundred revivals and I don't know how many baptism services. But any time I think the salvation is not for me, it's for the other person. But when I had 18 years old and I was in the surgery time, I listened my mother voice and she tell me anytime, Mihai, two person love you a lot, Jesus and me. And I meet Jesus in this time. I remember I start to cry and the nurse looked me and says, what's happened with you? You feel pain? And says, ma'am, no. You don't possibly understand what's happening with me. And she asked me, what? And says, ma'am, I meet Jesus here. This was the beginning for my life. I don't forget never this day. Never. The first characteristic in the Enoch life was he had the beginning in living with God. The second characteristic from his life we see in verse 22, the second part. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years. He continued to live with God. He have a continuity in living with God. 300 years. Wow. Only to start to number how many days since 300 years we need a time. But you live with God 300 years. For our generation, from my country, I think it's something shock. Because, you know, we see many times in the church, and we talk with the about the people, they try to live with God. They come to the church, open the life for Jesus, and have a good start, have a good beginning with Jesus. But after 3 months, 1 year, something happened. After 2 years, 3 years, something happened. They lose the patience, the enthusiasm, the salvation joy. Something happened. And when we see this man live with God 300 years, it's a normal question. How was possible? How was possible 300 years? And in Romanian, I don't know, you have this song in the in English. In Romanian, we have this song. With God, he live every day. Enoch, he live every day. Kind of this. I'm not so good in English, but this is the short translator. Enoch don't live with God only in the Christmas time or Easter time, because then was the Christmas in this time. Or Easter time. He lived with God every day, 300 years. How was possible? Many answers. I share with you two. This answer helped my life and my relationship with God. He had this continuity. He lived with God 300 years because he loved God, or his love for God was real love. Don't was all words. Was real love. Because when I am with the person what I love, this time is not hard time. It's a blessing time. I take this example from our family. In this year, in 3rd September, we celebrate 30 years married. When we celebrate 20 years married, we was in Satu Mare, and I like to to prepare something special for my wife, 20 years married. And I pray God give me the wisdom to understand what is possible to be something special for her. And in this time I stay and think and pray, I remember how was our relationship between we married. When I meet her first time, she was a member in Emmanuel Baptist Church. She have a poem, was the best person, but she shared the poem from the church. I don't see never nobody how she was. And I understand her situation. When she had 11 years old, her father died. And she grew up with her mother. And I go to talk with her mother. I grew up in the country village close to Oradea, and I talk with her mother, and I says, okay, ma'am, I like to come to sometime from my village in Oradea to spend the time with your daughter because I like to know her, she know me, and understand the God's will with us. And her mother was special lady. Says, you look nice. I don't have the same... something changed. Kind of this, yeah. And she tell me, okay, only one condition. One day before you come, you need to call me. And I tell you what time you come to take my daughter and one time you need to come back with my daughter home. But you need to be very serious with this time because you come later, the next time you have a problem. And she was a very serious lady. And after I come first time, I talk with Anna and says, okay, how we decide to spend our time? Go to the cafeteria to drink the juice or see the movie or theater. And in the end, we decide to spend our time in the Central Park from Oradea. Now it's 1st December, this name, the name had this park. And we decide our bench from this park. It's huge park. And any time when have a meeting, we go to decide to stay in this park and found our bench. Sometime our bench was busy. Somebody stay for her. We, you know, walk and was free. We go to stay for our bench. Sometime her mother give us 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours. When she give us the most time was 5 hours. Any time when we was together, don't matter was 1 hour or 5 hours, we have only one problem. You know why? What was this problem? The time. The time goes so fast. You know why? Because we talk about love. When I am with the person what I love, this time is not problem, it's honor. How is possible to talk or to listen how many people says, I love God, I love Jesus, but they don't like Bible, to read the Bible. They don't like to pray. They don't like to come to the church again, again, again. They don't like to fasting. What love is this? Because when I love God or love Jesus and my love is real, anytime when I open the Bible and I read the Bible, who speak for my heart? The person what I love with all my heart. And it's a blessing for me to listen his voice. Anytime when I pray, I talk with the person what I love. It's a huge blessing for me to have this privilege to talk with who? With my Savior. With my Lord. Anytime when we come to the church, this church is not, Brother Bruce, don't, I hope you don't, is not the pastor church. Bethel Baptist Church is from Satu Mare is not the pastor church. This church, Jesus Christ is the real pastor. Anytime we are his family, anytime we come here, you are brother and sister in Christ. We are God's family. And we come here because we love him. and after, because we love each other. But what love is this when I talk about Bible or prayer or fasting or church and says, I don't like this? What love is this? The real love helped me to understand what privilege to have when I possible to read the Bible. Brother and sister in Christ, I understand more well compared with you this privilege. Because my parents was Orthodox. And after my parents decided to follow Jesus, we are four brothers, two daughters and two boys. And my father says, please start praying, my family. God give us the first Bible for all our family. One Bible for six persons. I don't forget never when my father come back home and he had the tears in his eyes and says, come on here to look. This is our Bible, was first Bible. He paid, I think, two or three salaries to have this Bible. Was first Bible, one Bible for six persons. My first Bible I received when I had almost 20 years old. Somebody from Emmanuel Baptist Church gave me to have. I don't possibly explain you how was in my heart when I see what small Bible was a green color, but was my Bible. I go home and I start to read, and when I stop was almost 3 o'clock in the morning. But I was so happy because it was my Bible. And I feel any time when I read, God speak for my heart. What's mean love? Enoch loved God with all his heart. And for him, every day to living with God was a blessing, not was a problem. And the second truth for this continuity, it's obedience. He possible to have this continuity because he was obedient with God. He decided to accept the God authority in his life. I don't know how it's here in the United States, but I know how it's in my country. Many Christians like to be Christian when they possible to do what they like it. And many times we listen these words, nobody don't tell me what I need to do, what I need to go, where I need to go. No, I decide for my life. And I don't forget never when 12 years ago, one man, he says he is Christian, says, I like my life stay in my hands. Nobody don't tell me nothing. And I ask him, God possible to tell you something? And he says, no. But he is Christian. With God, I possible walk every day when I accept his authority in my life. He decide everything. He decide my priority. He decide my vocabulary. He decide my everything, my acts. He decide everything. Because God don't come to listen me. He come and I'm ready to listen him. To accept his authority in my life. And Enoch, living with God, he had this continuity 300 years because he loved God and he was obedient to God. And the third characteristic from this his life, he have a beginning in living with God. He had a continuity in living with God and he have a good finish with God. Verse 24 says, great. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He had a great finish with God. What I understand in my life, I am pastor for 26 years, the people possible to have two finishes, bad or good. I see both in my life. with my eyes. I see what's meant to be the bad finish with God. Was a shock for me because somebody invited me to pray for somebody. He was close to go from this earth, but he was so scared. Was horrible time. And this person, you know now what's mean, repent person. This is what the people call us. He have this name more 30 years. Repent person. How is possible to be repent person or real Christian and to have this finish? Was confusion for me. But God give me to understand what's mean to good finish. I was pastor close to Oradea in three villages. And in one from them, I baptized one lady in her home. She had an accident and she was paralyzed from the neck. She don't possible move. She stayed only in the bed. She listened some sermons, songs, and she decided to follow Jesus. And I baptized her in her home. Every month when I was in this church, I go to visit her and I give the Lord's Supper. After, I think, almost 16 or 17 years, I visit her again. I continue to visit her. She was very, very, very sick. Don't have a power. I ask her, how are you? And says, brother, I'm ready to go home. And I talk with her and I give her the Lord's Supper. And I say, okay, before I go for second service from the church, if you want to sing the song together with your family, I am ready. And she says, all the song I love. But she decided one song. This song was close to her heart. And we decide to start to sing this song with her family. And I close my eyes and they start to sing the song. And when we finish the song, I open my eyes and look at her and she passed away. Her face was the angel face. Don't scream, nothing. Peace and angel face. And for many years I say, what is the difference? What makes the difference between the bad finish and the good finish? And what I understand, the good finish, it's when the person, the people, lady or man, he is with God. And help me understand very well when I read many times this verse, but help me to read this verse from Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 5. I'm trying to read in English. I hope you understand me. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see that and was not found because God had taken him. Be careful. For before B was taken, B had this testimony that he placed God. What I understand for good finish is so important, the relationship with personal relationship with God in the last moment. I try to understand this, what it's here in the verse 5. And what I understand it's maybe the God talk with Enoch and says, okay, we walk here for 300 years. Now I'm ready to take you in my kingdom to be together. And Enoch says, okay, I know how it's here, but how will be in the other kingdom, the other place? And God says, don't be scared. I will be with you. We continue to living together. And I understand very well this verse 10 years ago, After we married, Dana's mother was my mother. She was, her husband died when she had 36 years old, and she decided on married, help Dana and her brother. And after we married, she asked me, we accept her to be part from our family, and I say yes. And she lived with us 21 years. Was a great Christian. I don't know how many people pray for us and help us, how much pray and help us, my mother and Dana's mother. Mark know, and some people know her, was a great Christian. 10 years ago, she don't feel good. And we decided to go in Oradea because we have some, we know some doctors. And she made the biopsy. And the results was very bad. The results tell us, the doctor tell us when she he received the results, she had a cancer in the last phase. And we tried to understand what is possible to do, and the doctor says, the doctor is my cousin, and says, nothing. Only to help her to have how many days the God give them to be the joy days. And my birthday, it's in the second biological birthday. It's the 2nd March. He called me. I was in Timișoara. I teach the students in Timișoara. And in the 4th March, God called her to go in heaven, in His kingdom. It was hard for us, special for Dana, because between Dana and her mother was a special relationship, and for our kids. And after the funeral, in May, one church invited me for a conference here in the United States. And Mark says, okay, maybe it will be great to take your family with you in this time, because it will be easy for them in this time, because it's hard time. We understand it's hard time for you and for your family. And says, okay, and the church invite us, pay all the tickets for us. And before we come in United States, I decide to visit my parents from Satu Mare to village where I live, because the road was in the construction, was 3 hours half, 7 hours both ways. I spent all day, was Tuesday, all the day with my parents. In the end, we pray, and after we go Satu Mare. And was Thursday, when we finish all the luggages, because Friday morning we have our flight from Budapest, when my mom called me. I said, Mihai, how are you? I said, Mom, I tell you, we prepare to go, because we go for 1 month in the United States with our family, and we make the last things what we possible to do. And she says, please, come back to see me. I said, Mom, it's 7 hours. It's possible to fly to lose our flyer. It's not possible. And she was a very calm person, says, Mihai, only for 5 minutes, please. I says, Mom, it's not possible. I'm sorry. But what I promise, when we come back from the United States, the first person when we visit will be you. And she says, okay, it's your decision, but you have these 5 minutes, please. And I was in confusion. Somebody from our staff was in our family, and he says, you know, my wife stay with your wife and help her, and I go with you. Will be good for you and for your mom to do this visit. And I go, and when I arrive in my parents' house, I was very ugly. I said, Mom, 3 days I stay all the day with you. Why you insist so much to come for 5 minutes? Not half hour, 5 minutes. She listened to me, looked me and says, Mihai, because I like to see you one more time. The next hour time we spend together will be in heaven. I look at her and says, what's happened with you? I says, Mihai, it's enough. Let's pray. Let me give you one hug more. I look at my father and I says, what's happened with her? And he says, she don't tell me, call you to come here. I don't know what's happened. I ask her, Mom, you're tired, you're sick, what's happened? She says, Mihai, nothing. We pray together again. She give me the hug. And after I says, Mom, I'm sorry for my attitude. I'm so happy because I'm here. Mom, I go to United States for 1 month, and after I come back, and I promise to come back to visit you again. And she says, don't forget, it's important every day to be with Jesus, because in one day we'll be together. I come here for 1 month. After 5 days, and we arrive here. In one morning, very early, my older sister called me and says, Mihai, come back home. Our mom passed away. And I asked my father and my brothers, how was? And all says, she has so much peace. And I say, how was possible she know this moment? What I understand, who is serious with God in this life, God, it will them every day, and especially in this moment, when we go from here to be with Jesus forever. But for good finish, it's important to have a beginning and to continue living with God. Brother and sister in Christ, maybe we don't living with God 300 years. Maybe 15 or 75. Don't lose love. Don't lose patience. Don't lose the enthusiasm. Our God is real God. He help us in this life and prepare for us the huge blessing for eternal life. And maybe somebody is here and don't have the beginning in living with God. Don't take the personal decision, Jesus, please come in my life. This is the good moment, the good day, the good place. Jesus is here through Holy Spirit. And he come here for me and for you. We love you and we pray God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Mihai. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, girls. That was awesome, wasn't it? Praise the Lord. When Brother Mihai began to read from this passage, I have to admit, I'm thinking, what is he going to bring out of this text? What is he going to bring out of this text? But that was so, so wonderful. To finish well with God. Praise the Lord. I think this would be wise for us. Girls, if you want to come forward, the music team want to come forward as we begin to close this time of our worship. And I wonder if we could just do this, girls, if we could just play something for just a moment while we just spend a moment in prayer. If we could do that, Daniel, thank you. I want to ask you, church, if you will, just to, as the girls and Daniel play, that we just reflect for a moment on what we've heard. I'd like to see you try that in Romanian, to speak in another language. It's awesome. And then we would just pray and hear what the Spirit of God is saying. You know, there are so many distractions, so many temptations to cause us to be pulled away. To finish well is powerful. Isn't it great that God is a God of grace, that He remembers that we're but the dust of the ground? The struggles that we have, the times that our attitude is not so good, the times that we may not be appreciative of the things that he has done, but what an example in the life of Enoch to think that God loved him so much out of his walk with God that God would just take him to finish well. So powerful. Let's pray together and just ask the Lord to touch our hearts here just for a minute in a special way. Father, every person who is a true believer could listen to the message that you gave through Brother Mihai, and through the testimony of the girls and through Donna, and understand this great love. Lord, for anyone who is a true believer, we understand that there is never enough time with you. We just want more and more and more. But Lord, to even think about finishing well and what that means, what that looks like. Our prayer today is that you would help us to do just that. That we would finish this life that you've given us well. That when the dust of life is settled all around us, that we will still be standing for you. Lord, we're so looking forward to the time that we'll be together forever in eternity. We pray that you'd give us the strength to do the work that you've called us to do here, the endurance, the willingness, the patience. And Lord, we know that we'll praise you day and night forever in eternity. But Lord, it's impossible to not also hear the message as well that there are those that have called themselves Christians, have said that they want to serve the Lord, but there really is no depth of love. And so, Lord, we pray that even through our brother this morning, that your voice would speak to our hearts. Speak to the hearts of those especially that are not sure. Maybe they look back on their life and say, you know, I've done a lot, but my heart has never really been changed. I pray that today would be that day. That there might be someone here today or someone hearing this message in another way that they would say, I need what Brother Mihai was talking about. I need that never-ending love so that I can have that kind of life with Jesus. Father, thank you that you've made it so simple that we just open our hearts to you and we receive the gift of life. Lord, may you do that work in the heart that needs it the most this morning. And we'll trust you for it. Thank you, Lord, that you call us as your church. Thank you that you call us as brothers and sisters, that you are the God in Romania as you are the God here in the United States. Even though our languages may be divided in some ways or broken in some ways, we thank you that your spirit is the same. And Lord, we can fellowship and worship together. And Lord, hear our prayer this morning as we close out our time. And we would ask your blessings. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.